Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
December 22, 1804. Introducing Bighorn Sheep. At a kind of Mandan-style farmer's market, the Indians come to the fort to sell produce and other goods to the men. It is here that the captains come across two sets of horns of the Bighorn Sheep, which they acquire to send back to President Jefferson. Captain Clark describes the scene.
A number of squaws, women, and men dressed in squaws' clothes came with corn to sell to the men for little things. We procured two horns of the animal the French call the Rock Mountain Sheep. Those horns are not of the largest kind. The Mandan Indians call this sheep Arsarta. It is about the size of a large deer or small elk. Its horns come out and wind around the head like the horn of a ram, and the texture not unlike it, much larger and thicker, particularly that part with which they butt, or outer part which is inches thick. The length of those horns which we have is... Captain William Clark, December 22, 1804.
Apparently, Clark forgot to fill in those blanks with actual measurements. The men who dressed in women's clothes were just what it sounds like. Captain Clark seems to have thought that they were homosexual, perhaps incorrectly. A Gary Moulton footnote explains that male transvestites were to be found among a number of Plains tribes. They were sometimes thought to be special and were subsequently elevated to gifted status in these tribes. The Bighorn Sheep is described in great detail in the later May 1805 entry by the captains when the corps was in present-day Fergus County, Montana. Clark, Druyer, and Batten each killed fine specimens of the animal, and they also had an opportunity to observe the sheep at close range. More about the Bighorn Sheep in months to come, with the blanks filled in. Tomorrow, cooking up a winter dish.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Whit Hansen and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis is read by Russ Palmer. Entries are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.